I will suggest that you remember our parking requests.
我还是要提醒大家停车的要求。
We try to leave the south side of 17th Avenue free from parking so that our neighbors can park their cars.
因为我们要把17街，我们后面那条街的靠南面，就马路对面的位置呢，留给我们的邻居。
Our neighbors are very tolerant in that often, especially on Wednesdays and Sunday mornings, Wednesday mornings, and Friday mornings, there's lots of people, lots of parking, and lots of problems. So just try, whenever you come, try to leave the south side of 17th Avenue free.
所以尤其是周三周五的英语课和周日上午的我们的聚会啊，人都特别特别多，所以我们的邻居也真的很容忍啊，很忍耐，所以我们如果可能呢，来的时候尽量不要停在这个马路对面。
I'm just wondering if one of our neighbors isn't parking in front of our place rather than their place almost out of retaliation.
会不会我们的邻居啊会有跑到我们门口来停啊？做报复啊。
So we want to stay on good terms with our neighbors.
所以我们不要这样，我们还是要与邻为善，就是不要停在。
Joanna met one of our ex neighbors the other day.
Joanna 是以前是我们的。
She's an ex neighbor, somebody who used to be our neighbor.
她碰到过以前我们的一个邻居。
And she met him at his restaurant.
她在他的餐厅里碰到他。
He said, I used to live on 17th Avenue and I used to play in this neighborhood.
他说我原来就住在十七街，所以我在这个附近玩。
And he's got good memories of 16th because of all the nice people that came here to 16th.
所以他总是记得来十六街的这些圣徒们啊，因为这些人都很友好。
So we want to keep it that way. So you smile at our neighbors.
所以向我们的邻居啊微笑，表示我们的善意。
Any other questions or announcements for today?
有没有什么通知今天？
Work party on Saturday morning if you're able to join us.
然后周六啊，我们会有一个打扫卫生的安排。
And then the following weekend.Many meetings.
然后下一个周的周末呢，我们会有很多的安排。
We're going to have a missionary breakfast the following weekend, Saturday morning.
那我们会有missionary 就是传道士的这个周末一个会。
And then special meetings at North Surrey Gospel Chapel Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon.
然后还有一个连续的三天的一个布道会，是从星期五晚上、星期六的下午、星期六的晚上、星期天的下午。
Many of those meetings are going to be on the subject of the Christian family.
很多这样我们这一次的主题就是基督徒的婚姻家庭。
Which you'll find very, very helpful.
可能你会会得到很多有帮助的。
So more about that on Sunday and next week, but just keep that in mind.
所以我们这周的周末会进一步再讲这个通知。
Very good. Those are our prayer items. Let's have a word of prayer today.
好，我们今天一起来做个开始的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for being a good God.
主啊，我们谢谢您，因为您是一位好神。
Yesterday was Thanksgiving Day.And frankly, Lord, we had a lot of things to be thankful for.
昨天是感恩节，真的，我们有很多需要感恩的事。
We're so good that you're so kind to us.
您如此对我们良善呢，我们真的蒙福。
And now, Lord, this afternoon we're going to turn to part of the Bible.
今天下午我们要打开圣经学习当中的一部分。
And we will need your help.To make sure that we understand it and appreciate it.
我们需要您的帮助，以确保我们真的明白，也愿意接受这些话。
And so we pray that you will guide us as we study.
也求您带领我们，当我们学习的时候。
We pray, Lord, for each one of us. Many of us have big problems in our bodies, in our families, in our personal lives, in our other life. Lord, according to our need, we pray that you will minister your help.
主啊，我们也为我们在座每一位，我们有很多，有个人很多的需要，有的是家庭的，有的是其他生活的。
And so we give thanks again now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right. So we're studying in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 in your Bibles.
那我们翻开哥林多前书的八章。
That is on page number 300 in the New Testament part of your Bible. The second page 300.
新约的300页.
Not the first page, but the second page. In your Bibles, you'll find often in the margin there's a black section and a red section. And this is page number 300 in the red section of the Bible.
旧约一般都是黑色的蝙蝠，然后新约是红色的，所以是红色这个部分的300页。
And the subject is, as the headline says over chapter 8, food sacrificed to idols.
就是第八章的一个小标题叫祭偶像的食物。
All right, and when you see that, you may ask yourself the question, is that very important?
当你看见这个标题的时候，你会觉得这个真的重要吗？
There are many things that the Bible talks about that are very important.
所以有很多事圣经告诉我们是很重要的。
There are some things that the Bible talks about that don't appear on the surface to be very important.
有的时候圣经会想一些事呢，在表面上看好像不是那么重要。
But as a matter of fact, the Bible has a lot to say about food that is sacrificed to idols, a lot to say as a matter of fact about food.
圣经也讲到了很多关于食物以及祭偶像的食物的内容。
And in particular, the Bible's got a lot to say about meat.
也讲到了很多肉的事情。And
so we're going to study through this section looking precisely at what Paul is talking about, but later we're going to broaden it and see what else we can learn from the Bible about what we should eat.
那我们先会查考这些圣经，看看。 借着这个告诉我们什么，之后我们会拓展一下应用，来看我们在食物上是怎么可以来吃的。And
in particular, the Bible's got us a lot to say about eating meat.
特别的呢，圣经也讲了很多关于吃肉的事。And
we're going to get eventually to an explanation of why that would be. But it is interesting to me that the Bible does talk a lot about eating meat.
对，那我们会最终会讲到为什么是这样。但是的确，我们首先看见呢，圣经把这点放在一个还挺高的位置啊，也讲了很多。So
I've told some of you already about yesterday.
我已告诉大家很多关于昨天的事。Yesterday
was Thanksgiving Day.
昨天是感恩节。
On Thanksgiving Day, we ate turkey.
在感恩节呢，我们一般吃火鸡。I
told you on Sunday why I like eating turkey.
星期天我告诉你们为什么我喜欢吃火鸡。Because
turkeys are bigger than chicken, and therefore I can eat more.
因为火鸡比鸡要大，所以我吃的多。Okay,
so Thanksgiving Day, thankful for the food that God gives us.
所以感恩就是感恩神赐给我们的食物。But
meat in the Bible goes beyond that for significance.
所以圣经里讲到的吃肉呢，其实意义远比这个要远了，要大。And
in particular, in the Old Testament, they used to sacrifice animals to God, and they would kill the animal and they would eat the meat.
在旧约呢，这样甚至是一个属灵的要求啊，就是他们要把动物呢当做祭物献给神，然后杀了动物之后呢，他们要把这个肉吃了。
And all of those sacrifices were a picture of the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to make for us when He died on the cross.
所有这些的献的祭呢，都是一个预表，在告诉我们未来耶稣基督要献的那个祭。
He gave His body for us. He died on the cross to save us from our sins.
他把他自己的身体献上，为我们的罪死了，来把我们从罪中救出来。
And consequently, we're very thankful that He did.
所以因此呢，我们也非常感恩他做的这样的赎罪的事。
If He hadn't died for our sins couldn't be forgiven.
如果他没有为我的罪死呢，我的罪就没有被赦免的可能。
If our sins weren't forgiven, we couldn't go to heaven.
如果我们罪没有被赦免呢，我们也不可能去天堂。
If our sins weren't forgiven, we would have to pay the penalty.And the consequences for all our sins.
如果我们的罪没有被赦免呢，我们就必须得自己去付上因着罪的审判而来的那个后果。
And that penalty and those consequences are very, very severe.
那这样的后果，这样的代价，因着罪而来的呢，是非常严肃、严重的。
So the devil has got two big lies he wants you to believe.
所以魔鬼呢是有两个很大的谎言，他想要你相信的。
The first lie he wants you to believe is this. It goes like this: Sin is not really that bad.
那第一个谎言他想让你知道的就是罪呢看起来好像没有那么坏。
Okay, that is the devil's lie.
这是魔鬼的谎言。
The Bible says sin is so bad.That if it is not forgiven, you will be separated from God for all eternity.
圣经告诉我们，罪如此糟糕，如果他没有被赦免呢，我们会跟神在永恒里分离。
The second lie that the devil wants you to believe is, God is not that good.
那第二个谎言，撒旦想要你相信的就是神没有那么好。
Most people say, well, God's good, everything's fine, but not that good.
很多人也会承认，哎呀，神的确是不错，但是没有那么好了。
I heard a man on the radio many years ago say, he said, everybody wants to go to heaven.
所以有一天我在收音机里听到呢，说，哎，每个人都想去天堂。
But they just don't want to go now.
就是不想现在就去。
Okay?If heaven is really good, you'd want to go now.
如果天堂真的好呢，那你应该现在就想去，对不对？
Okay. What are the two great lies the devil wants you to believe?
有两个大的谎言，神
Sin is not that bad.
第一就是罪没有那么糟糕。
God is not that good.
二呢，神没有那么好。
When you hear that, say no. Sin is really bad. God is really good. How do we know God's good?
所以当你听见，你就说不。罪很糟糕，神真的很好，我怎么知道呢？
Because he wants to forgive our sin so we can go to enjoy him forever in heaven.
因为他愿意赦免我的罪啊，使我们能在天上跟他相见，这就是他的良善。
What has meat got to do with that?
那我们讲这么多，这个跟肉有什么关系呢？
Well, meat is a picture of the body that Jesus Christ gave for us.
肉就是一个表征一个预表啊，在讲耶稣基督他把自己身体献上这么一件事情。
And therefore it's very interesting and very important.
所以这是非常有意思也非常重要的。
So as I was thinking about this the other day and praying about it, I thought the Bible says a lot about eating meat.
那一天呢，我在为这个事祷告的时候呢，我就意识到圣经讲了很多关于吃肉的事。
And then I thought, why doesn't the Bible say a lot about eating broccoli?
为什么圣经不讲吃很多西兰花的事呢？
Okay, all the difference in the world.
这个很大区别嘛，对不对？
Broccoli isn't a picture of very much, but meat is a picture of Jesus.
因为你不能用西兰花来代表耶稣基督的他这个献的赎罪祭，因为两个没有办法成为一个图景的联系，但是肉可以的。
Now the question is, what kinds of meat should you eat and when?
所以什么样的肉你应该吃，然后什么时候吃啊？这是个问题来了。
Some of you are from the Orient, from China, and you will remember that some people eat meat that has been sacrificed to an idol.
那我们有的人呢，来自于东方哈，那我们也知道呢，在亚洲呢也会有献祭，但是会献给什么？献给这个偶像的这个食物。
And some homes in China and in Canada have an idol shelf.
所以甚至在加拿大也有，中国也有，就是有一个偶像的那个龛呐，就是佛龛，神龛。
And sometimes food is put on that, offered to the idol, and then taken from there, and the people will eat it themselves.
然后呢，拜过敬过这个神龛的这个食物呢，放在前面呢，拿下来呢，大家能分了吃。
Okay, and the question is, should people do that?
问题来了，能不能做呢？
Now the broader question is this.There are lots of things that you could do in life.
那更广的一个问题也是呢，你的生命中有很多的事你可以选择去做。
Should you do them or should you not do them?
那你究竟最后要不要做？
And so when you're a little boy, you often say, Mommy, I want to do such and such.
当你是小孩子的时候，你会说，哎，妈妈，我要做这个事情。
And Mommy says, no, you shouldn't do that.
那妈妈会说，不，你不应该这么做。
And there's sometimes very obvious reasons why you should or shouldn't.
那有的时候呢，这个不应该或应该做的理由是非常明显的。
And there are sometimes very important reasons why you should or shouldn't, but they're not that obvious.
那有的时候呢，也有非常重要的原因你做或者不做，但这个原因呢，并不那么明显。
And so this study is what about eating meat?
所以这里呢，我们看见在吃关于吃肉的事。
But in a parallel way, it's going to be, what about other things that I would like to do that may or may not be good? Should I do them?
所以这里在讲吃肉呢，同时有个平行的一个问题就会出来。那其他呢，不单吃肉，那些事情我该做或不该做呢？
And the Bible deals with this because God cares about what we do in our lives. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to do what is right all the time, including what we eat at lunch.
所以神呢，借着这个呢，让我们知道他在意啊，在乎我们所有的事，他想让我们做呢，都是从他而来，而来的，他许可的，他喜悦的事情，包括我们中午吃什么。
All right, all of that is a very long introduction.
那这是一个非常长的介绍了。
We're going to look now at the specific question of whether or not we should eat meat that has been previously offered to an idol.
那我们先看，就关于这章一个最直接的内容，就是祭偶像的食物。
All right, first three verses in Chinese and then in English, please.
前面第一第和到第三节，论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识。但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。若有人自以为自己知道什么，按他所知道当知道的，他仍是不知道。若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
Now about food sacrificed to idols, we know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know. But the man who loves God is known by God. All right, so the first principle is knowledge. If we know things, that sometimes is very helpful. But it is more important for us to live love.Rather than pretend that we know everything, and therefore we can pretty much do whatever we want because we know.
对，所以，这里告诉我们呢，对神的知识固然重要，是很好的，但是呢，你人 出于爱心的这件事情呢才是更重要的，而不是在乎我们知道什么，因为知道什么呢本身可能会让我们骄傲。
All right, but verse 2 says, the man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know.
这个人若以为自己知道什么呢，按他所当知道的他还是不知道。
That's a very difficult thing for a university student to appreciate.
这是一个非常难的事啊，对于一个大学学生来说呢。
So when I'd been at university for 4 years, I was amazed how little I knew.
我在大学这四年啊，我总是很吃惊，我怎么知道的那么少呢
？I thought I've come here for 4 years now. Surely by this time I should know something.
因为我在大学四年，我应该学到了一点什么嘛。
And I'd write my exam, and my professor would say, "Harold, you don't know very much, do you?"
我每次考试的时候，教授都会跟我说 ，Harold， 其实你知道的很少，不是吗？
And so the university is a place where we should learn that we really don't know very much.
那大学是一个地方我们应该学，而且知道我们不知道的有限的。
Some people become very proud of their knowledge. Don't do that.
有人会为自己的知识感到很骄傲，不要这样。
You could even become proud of the fact that you know a lot about the Bible.
你也可能会因为知道很多圣经的知识变得骄傲。
But studying the Bible is just like studying other things.
那学习圣经就跟学习其他东西是一样的。
The more you learn about the Bible, the more you realize you don't know very much about the Bible.
你学的越多呢，你越意识到自己知道的少。
And so I am before you this morning very, very embarrassed.
那今天早晨呢，我很尴尬面对你们。
Because I've been studying the Bible for a lot more than 4 years.
那我学了很多很多年的圣经。
And I still don't know very much.
但我还是不知道很多。
All right. But this says that knowledge will puff up, but love will build up.
但人呢，知识是叫他自高自大的，爱心能造就人。
So if I go around telling you how much I know,
如果来到你面前告诉你我知道多少，
two things might happen.
两件事可能会发生。
Number one, I might pretend that I know more than I really know, and I could get puffed up.
第一呢，可能我假装我知道的，其实比我真知道的要多。这个时候呢，其实我就在自高自大。
What's the problem with being puffed up?
那自高自大的问题在哪
？Puffed up is being like a balloon, isn't it?
就像个气球一样，对不对
？What can you do with a balloon?
你这个气球会。会怎么样？你会戳它一下就爆了。
You can pop a balloon.
你能把它戳爆了，这就是气球。
So, knowledge. If you and I pretend we've got a lot of knowledge, if I pretend I've got knowledge, I could teach you. You would pretend you had knowledge, and we would be puffed up.
如果我觉得我有很多的知识，那我就会觉得我可以教你啊，这就开始自高自大了。你也是一样。
Okay, but the opposite now is.Love will build up.
那这个对立面呢，就是爱心是造就人的。
So the question is, can I do this? Can I do that? Should I eat meat? Should I not?
那现在问题是什么？我能做这个，我能做那个，我要不要吃肉或者不该吃呢
？And if you think you've got all the knowledge, you've got a problem.
如果你在这些事情上你觉得你都有知识了，那你有麻烦了。
But if what you do in your life you do out of love for God.And for other people, you'll be doing the right thing.
如果你做这一切的事都是因为神或者对人的爱呢，那这件事情做的就一定对了。
All right, verses 4 through 6, please.
好，第四到第六节。论到吃祭偶像的，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。虽有称为神的，或在天，或在地。就如那许多的神许多的主然而我们只有一位神就是父万物都本于他我们也归于他并有一位主就是耶稣基督万物都是借着他有的我们也是借着他有的
All right, verse 4 So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world and that there is no God but one For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. There is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. Okay? That is the knowledge that the Corinthian Christians had.
所以这是哥林多教会人有的知识。
So, if you went into a house in Corinth, and they had an idol shelf there, and there was some food, some meat on the idol shelf for the idol, what would the Corinthians know?
那如果你去一个哥林多人家里哈, 它上面有一个偶像龛, 上面有食物在祭偶像的, 然后这个哥林多人会知道什么呢?
Well, the Corinthian Christians would say, that's not important.
那哥林多的基督徒会说呢, 哎, 这个没什么重要的。
There's only one God.
也只有一位神。
And these people are sacrificing to a God of their own creation, of their own imagination, but their God is not real.
这些人呢, 借着他自己的想象, 他自己造出来的一个神去拜他, 这个神是假的吗?
They might say their God is all superstition.
那所以他们会说的, 这个神是个迷信的神。
Those gods have no power at all.
这样的一个偶像呢是没有任何能力的。
And therefore, because of their knowledge, they could say the very question is irrelevant. Who cares about the other gods? The other gods are not real gods.
那他会说这个问题啊，因为他有这个知识。他说呀，谁在乎这些假神呢？这些假神本来就不是真的。
So then, why would you be concerned?
那你为什么会有担心呢?
About whether we eat food that's been offered to another idol.
担心这些祭过偶像的食物呢?
Verse 7.
第七节,
but not everyone knows this. That's why.
但人不都有这等知识。
Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol, and since their conscience is weak, it is defiled.
原因就来了，有人到如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。Okay,
so there are some people there who might think that that idol is real, and if they saw you eating food that had been offered to that idol, they might think that you think that idol is real.
所以现在呢，就如果有一个人他不认识神，那但他呢相信的假神是真的，然后他看见你作为基督徒呢，你反正大胆的就吃了那个祭偶像的东西，他就会觉得，哎，那你也相信这东西有用啊，所以他会因着你的知识就跌倒了。
Why would they be eating that food offered to the idol?
那不认识神的人，他们为什么会吃那献祭偶像的物啊？
Well, they would think that if you ate that food to the idol would be pleased with you, and he would help you, and he would bless you.
因为当他去献祭给偶像这个食物，他吃的时候，他就觉得这个吃的这个食物对他有好处，偶像很高兴，也会祝福他。
And some people are so involved in superstition and idolatry that they live this very particularly.
所以很多人呢，一特别的就一直的拜偶像呢，所以他会很特别的就对这些吃这个食物啊，就很相信，很迷信。
Okay, so when I was a little boy,
我是小孩子的时候,
my friends on my street
就是我街上的朋友啊,
used to say, you cannot eat fish on Friday.
他会告诉我呢, 他说你礼拜五不能吃鱼。
And I used to say to them, why not?
我就会问他们, 为什么不能吃鱼呢?
And they said, because the Bible says you can't eat fish on Friday.
他们会回答我说，圣经告诉我，礼拜五不能吃鱼。
And so I pulled up my Bible and I said, you show me where it says that.
然后我就把我的圣经掏出来，我说你来翻给我看，圣经哪里说不能礼拜五不能吃鱼。
And of course they couldn't do that because that's not what the Bible said.
当然他们做不到，因为圣经根本没有这么说过。
But their religion was very important, and they would not eat fish on Friday. Sorry, they wouldn't eat meat on Friday. They could eat fish on Friday. They would not eat meat on Friday because that was their religion.
所以他们的宗教就告诉他们呢，星期五不能吃肉啊，不是不能吃鱼，不能吃肉，但是可以吃鱼。
Was their religion right or wrong?
他们的宗教是对或者不对呢？
It was very, very wrong.
当然是非常错的。
What if I said to them, I agree with you, I won't eat meat on Friday either, because you're probably right.
如果我说，哎，我答应你啊，我也同意，我可能星期五我也不吃肉了，也许你们是对的。
Well, I'd be encouraging them to be wrong, wouldn't I?
那我不就等于鼓励他们去这么错的一直走下去吗？
So I would be very careful what I do about meat on Friday, just as the people in Corinth had to be careful about eating meat sacrificed to idols, lest they encourage people to follow a God who isn't a God.
所以我做这件事情的原则呢，其实我要小心，就是我做的这个事情不要鼓励那些现在拜偶像的人里面继续做下去，无论是我吃这星期五的不吃这星期五的肉，还是哥林多人因着他的知识就是去吃那拜偶像的物，这些呢都会导致鼓励这些现在拜偶像的人里面继续往前。
All right, verse 8,
第八节。
But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eatAnd no better if we do.
其实食物不能叫神看重我们，因为我们不吃也无损，吃了也无益。
So knowledge says the food is not important.
所以神的给我们的知识是什么呢？食物本身不重要。
But verse 9 is important.
但第九节却很重要了。
It says this, be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak.
只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Okay. The people in the world may very well feel that what you eat is important. Therefore, you must eat in such a way that you do not stumble somebody else.
所以很多世上的人呢，可能看你吃东西呢，可能会比较认真，哎，所以这个时候呢，你要小心了。你要吃东西的方式呢，是为了不绊倒他，而不是说食物本身怎么样。
Now that is a very important principle for all of your life.
所以这是个非常重要的原则，对于你的基督徒生活来说。
You will do things in life to make sure that people following you will do what is right rather than wrong.
所以你要做一个事情，按照这个原则，就是人若跟从你做呢，会帮助他做对的事，而不是帮助他继续陷到这个拜偶像里去。
So mommy very often will be careful what she does because the children are watching her. They may do the same thing, not understand what she does. They may get into real trouble just copying her.
所以做妈妈的呢，常会有这样，就是她得小心，她做的事呢，孩子有的时候就跟着学，即便孩子不明白，但是她会先跟着学，啊，到一个程度呢，可能孩子就陷到不对的事情里去了。
And the same thing is true of daddy. He can only do certain things.
做父亲的也是一样啊，你只能做某一部分的事。
So what about broccoli?
那西兰花怎么办呢？
Okay, if you're having lunch at home,
如果你在家里吃午餐
，and broccoli is on the table,
那桌上有西兰花。
What does Daddy do when he says I don't like broccoli?
如果爸爸说呢，我不喜欢吃西兰花。
What does he do? He eats the broccoli.
And says he likes it.
他会吃西兰花。
Why does he eat the broccoli?
为什么要吃呢？
Because if he says he doesn't like broccoli, the children are all going to say, I don't want broccoli, I don't want... Okay?
原因就是呢，如果当爸的说我不喜欢吃西兰花，所有的孩子就会敲着桌子说，那我们都不喜欢吃西兰花。
Okay, terrible problem. Daddy, go ahead and eat the broccoli.
所以这当爸的呢，就是他就起来，他就去吃西兰花。
Now, in a much broader sense, the Christian does many things in his life.So that people following him or watching him will not be led the wrong way by what they see him do.
所以基督徒做什么事情的原则就是当别人看着他当别人跟随他的时候呢不会进到一个错的方向上去。
Okay, the story is told in the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣经有个关于耶稣的故事。
One day, he went to John the Baptist.
有一天呢，他去约翰，施洗约翰呢。
And he said to John the Baptist, "I would like you to baptize me, please."
他说呢，你我要到你这里来受洗。
Did Jesus have to be baptized?
耶稣是不是必须要被施洗呢
？No.
No. Why not?
不。
That's right.John the Baptist said, "You get baptized as a sign of repentance for your sins."
因为呢，施洗约翰的洗是一个标志，就是你要从你的罪中啊悔改回来。
Jesus said, "You baptize me, John."
但是耶稣依然说呢，你还是要给我施洗。
John says, "How can I baptize you? You don't have any sins."
但施洗约翰说，我为你施洗干什么呢？因为你一点罪都没有，我怎么
？And Jesus' response was.You baptize me because it's good for me to fulfill all righteousness.
对，所以耶稣回答说呢，那你像对我施洗，都为了尽诸般的义啊，就是。
And so Jesus was baptized not because he had to. He was baptized so that other people would follow him because they have to be baptized.
所以耶稣 受洗不是因为他的罪是因为他这么做其他人就能跟着他因为其他人需要受洗
Alright, so verse 9 is a very important verse for you to live by
是你一个特别重要的一个生活的准则基督徒生活的准则
Verse 9 ends with the wordYou don't want to become a stumbling block to the weak.
所以第九节最后呢是结束在软弱人的绊脚石。
Okay, among many other things, the weak often means the children who are following you.
所以软弱的人呢，一般就是指着那跟随你的孩子。
Or the people who don't know very much about God.
或者换句话说，那些不太了解神的人，但是看着你的那些人。
Or the people that know a lot about God, they just don't want to obey Him, who are following you.
或者那些认为他很知道神，但是也不愿意顺服神的人，但是愿意跟着你的人。
So I'm going to keep telling you stories here. I hope you don't mind my stories, but I'm going to tell you a story.
我一直告诉大家一些故事啊，希望大家不介意。
When I was younger, I liked playing football.
我小的时候呢，我喜欢玩足球。
I like Canadian football.
哦，就是加拿大的橄榄球啊，对。
When I was younger, I used to think heaven's going to be a wonderful place. For this reason.
我小的时候认为呢，天堂一定是个很美好的地方，因为什么
？There's no night in heaven.
因为天上没有晚上。
And therefore, you don't have to stay.To stop playing football when the sun goes down, because the sun isn't going to go down, you can keep playing football.
所以你不需要因着太阳下山了就不能再玩这个橄榄球了，因为太阳永远不下山，你就可以一直玩。
So, I used to like football.
所以我以前很喜欢玩。
I got some tickets one day to go to a football game.
有一天呢，我拿到一个这个橄榄球的球票。
It was a Grey Cup game.
是一个 应该是大的奖杯啊。
The most important game in the Canadian football season.
应该是加拿大的这个橄榄球季一个最大的奖杯。
And so I thought my sister should know a little bit more about football. So I said, you come with me to the football game.
所以我觉得我应该带着我姐姐也多了解一点这个球，所以我就说你跟着我一起来看。
So we went back. We went to that football game.
所以我们就去了看了那个比赛。
It was about halfway through the second quarter.
那就是第二场的半当中的时候。
When we got up and left.
我们就起来走了。
We left for two reasons.
我们离开的是因为两个原因。
Number one, the people around us were behaving in a very, very bad way.
第一呢，就是我们周围的那些人呢，他们这个行为方式实在是太糟糕了。
I think they had been drinking.
我觉得他们应该是喝多了。
But their language was absolutely filthy.
然后他们的话呢，就是满嘴都是脏话。
And so we said we are leaving.
所以我们决定还是要走。
Okay. I have never been back to a football game or a baseball game or a hockey game or any other game.
所以我就再也没回去看过任何一场什么橄榄球、冰球或者其他球赛了。
Why?
为什么？
Because I don't want to be like the people who had gone to that game.
我不希望成为就像我身边那些看比赛的人那个样子。
But the other thing is, I didn't want people to spend their lives trying to go to a football game when they could be doing something far more important than going to football games.
那我第二个原因呢，也不希望人花时间花在这个球赛上啊，因为他有更多更有意义的事情可以去做。
So I didn't go to the football games.
所以我就没去。
I saved lots of money.
我就省了很多钱。
And I saved lots of time.
也省了很多时间。
Okay, good on me, Harold. That's very good. That's a good decision.
对，Harold 做了一个很正确的决定。
All right. Verse 10.
第十节。
For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you who have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols?
若有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？
Would he be encouraged to follow you?
他会不会被鼓励跟随你呢？
Yeah.
是的。
So this weak brother for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge.
第十一节，因此基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就因着你的知识沉沦了。
When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
So if you say, I can do this, I'm sure it's okay, and you do it, but other people are hurt by it, you are sinning against Jesus Christ himself.
如果你觉得我有知识，哎，这事我做肯定没问题，然后你做了，但其他人却因此跌倒了，这样的一个事实呢，是你得罪了基督啊，你向基督犯罪。
Therefore, Paul says verse 13, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again.
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得。
So that I will not cause him to fall.
免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
Okay, very simple logical argument.
非常简单也有逻辑的。
Good time for questions.
我们先停下来就看看有没有什么问题。
Does God care about what you eat?
神在不在乎你吃什么呢？当然。
Does God care about other things you might do because you enjoy them?
神在不在乎你其他的事，你愿意跟他很享受的做的事情。
Why did I eat lots of turkey yesterday?
为什么我昨天吃那么多的火鸡啊？
Because I like turkey.
因为我喜欢吃火鸡嘛。
Okay. Why might I be tempted to do a lot of other things I shouldn't do?
为什么我会被试探去做很多其他我本不该做的事呢？
Because I like them.
因为我想做。
But I could do things I like that wouldn't be helpful for other people. Harold, you'd better not do them.
如果我要做我喜欢做的事对其他人不好呢？那我就应该说 Harold, 你最好不要做。
Questions?
问题，有没有什么问题？
All right, we're going to keep moving. We're going through a little faster on these verses than we usually do. We're going to try now to go into the next section, which is a slightly different section, but it's got the same principles in it. So, here we go.
那我们会看往下看啊，会有一点不同，但是原则是一样的。
Verses 1 and 2, please.
第一节到第二节第九章。我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗？你们不是我在主里面所做之功吗？假若在别人我不是使徒，在你们我总是使徒，因为你们在主里正是我做使徒的印证。
All right. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord?Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. All right. Was Paul a special apostle? The word apostle is interesting. It means a special sent messenger.
那使徒这个词呢，是意思是特别被差使的信使。
This apostle was sent by God in a special way in order to take the gospel to the people in the days after the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个是一个人特别的被差遣来传讲耶稣走了之后呢福音的。
As such, he had very special privileges.
我认为呢他有很多很特别的权利。
He was a very senior man in God's rule, and he was to be treated with great respect.
那他是神的管制下的非常被看重的高阶的一个人啊，所以他应该是得到很多尊重的。
All right, verses 3-6.
三到六节，我对那盘问我的人就是这样分诉，难道我们没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗？难道我们没有权柄娶信主的姊妹为妻，带着一同往来，仿佛其余的使徒和主的弟兄并基法一样吗？独有我与巴拿巴没有权柄不做工吗？
All right, this is my defense to those who sit in judgment on me. Do we have the
Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us,
as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who must work for a living? All right, so he's introducing the subject now, and he's basically saying, should Barnabas and I work for a living?
那他现在开始把这个话题呢扩展，他说，哎，难道我与巴拿巴必须要工作吗？
He says, don't I have the right to eat and drink like other people?
那我难道没有就像其他那些人那样吃喝的权利吗？
He says, in effect, don't I have the right to have a wife and children like other apostles do?
我难道不可以像其他使徒那样成家有孩子吗？
So something was going on which was very strange.
所以在这里呢，有一些事情变得很奇怪了。
Neither Paul nor Barnabas had a wife.
使徒保罗和巴拿巴都没结婚。
But in particular, neither Paul or Barnabas would take any money from the Corinthian Christians.
然后呢，不管保罗还是巴拿巴，他们都没有从哥林多取任何的钱。
So when they tried to give them money, Paul and Barnabas said no.
当哥林多人要给保罗巴拿巴钱的时候呢，保罗巴拿巴都拒绝了。
The Corinthians therefore, among other things, thought, I guess they're saying no because they don't really deserve any money.
然后哥林多人就说呢，哎，他们拒绝，也许他们就不配得这个钱呢。
Okay, so Paul and Barnabas then, well, frankly, they were not given the honor that they should have been given because they would not take any money.
对，所以他们没有给他们该给的尊敬哈，就因为他们拒绝了他们给的钱呢，所以其实哥林多人并没有很尊重这两个使徒。
All right, verses now 7 down through 12. We'll read that next paragraph together.
那七到十二节啊，有谁当兵自备粮饷呢？有谁栽葡萄园不吃园里的果子呢？有谁牧养牛羊不吃牛羊的奶呢？我说这话岂是照人的意见？律法不也是这样说吗？就如摩西的律法记着说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候不可拢住它的嘴。难道神挂念的是牛吗？不全是为我们所说的吗？分明是为我们说的，因为耕种的当存着指望去耕种，打场的也当存着得粮的指望去打场。我们若把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，就是从你们收割奉养肉身之物，这还算大事吗？若别人在你们身上有这权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用过这权柄，倒凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
All right, verse 7. Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk? Do I say this merely from a human point of view? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses,
do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. It is about oxen that God is concerned.
Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because when the plowman plows and the thresher threshes,
they ought to do so
in the hope of sharing in the harvest.
If we have sown spiritual seed
among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? What is the question? The question is, should Paul and Barnabas have been paid for the work they were doing in the Corinthian church?
那问题是什么呢？问题是保罗和巴拿巴是不是应该他们在哥林多所做的事情上得到相应的报酬？
Were they doing a good job?
他们有没有做得很好呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Did the people benefit greatly from what they were giving them?
那人们哥林多人是不是也得了很大的益处呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Should they have been paid by the Corinthian people?
他们是不是应该领受哥林多人给的供应呢？
Yeah.
是的。
That's always the case in business.
这在生意上就是这样的嘛，本来就是。
When I was in business years ago, my boss used to say to me, I want you to go here and do that.
那我以前在工作的时候，我老板总说呢，你去做这个，去那里。
I would say, but it's going to cost me airfare to go. I'm going to have to get a hotel when I get there. I'm going to have to get the meals. Where am I going to get the money?
那我会说呢，哎，我去呢要买飞机票，我还要去买吃的，我哪里有钱呢？
My boss would say, you go see the accounting department. They will give you money in order to do the job. They paid me my salary and they paid me my expenses.
那我老板就说呢，那你去找会计，他会把相应的账给你。那公司既给了我自己的工资，也给了我出去差旅的费用。
That's the way it should work in the church as well as in all the rest of life.
在教会也本来是应该是这样的。
All right. So, I'm not even sure how far we read what we did here. Did we read all the way down?
12.
Did we read the second half of 12?
No.
All right. Let's read the second half of 12. But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. So did Paul say, I've preached to you. Now we're going to take a collection, and you get to pay me for the teaching that I gave you.
保罗的意思是不是说呢？好，现在我开始要收钱了，因为我给你们讲的道呢，我要开始收钱了，是这个意思吗？
Did Paul do that?
保罗有没有这么做呢？
Would it have been wrong if he did it?
那他这么做是不是就错了呢？
No, it's
也没有错。
The people, Paul was good to them. He gave to them. They should be prepared to give to him.
对，保罗对他们如此之好，那哥林多人要奉养保罗的，生活是完全应当的。
So the Lord Jesus Christ one day fed 5,000 men plus women and children.
那耶稣有一次，喂饱了5,000人啊，加上妇女儿童会更多。
Did they have a good lunch?
他们那天吃得好吗？
Did they take a collection afterwards?
他们有没有在之后给耶稣钱呢？
The answer is sort of yes and no.
回答呢，也许是是，也许是不。
They actually did take a collection afterwards. They took a collection of all the leftover bread and fish, so that nothing was wasted.
他们最后的确也收了一部分，但不是收的钱，收的剩下的鱼和饼。
But they only ended up collecting 12 baskets full.
然后剩下吃剩的又都满了12个篮子。
But did they take a collection of money?
但他们有没有收钱呢？
Could they have?
他们可以吗？
What would they have earned if they got $20 a meal from each of those 5,000 people?
假设他从每个人吃了这个饭的人呢，都收20块钱，会怎么样？
Who'll do the math for us, please?
谁能算出来多少钱？
5,000 times20, what is that?
20乘以5,000是多少？
$100,000.
10,000块钱。
Do you think the apostles would have been happy if they collected $100,000, which meant that they each got $7,000 or $8,000 apiece?
那你觉得，门徒们是不是会很高兴啊？如果收了10,000块钱啊，每个人都能分个7,000-8,000了。
But they didn't do that, did they?
对，他们没有这么做，不是吗？
Now Paul and Barnabas, they were giving to the Corinthians all the time, but they didn't take a collection.
所以保罗和巴拿巴一直给哥林多人很多的供应，属灵上的，但是他们从来没有收过哥林多人钱。
They went so far as they refused a collection.
他们到这次为止呢，依然还是拒绝领受他们的钱的。
All right.Verse 12 again at the end. And the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ.
十二节的后半段，就是他们这样的目的是免得基督的福音被阻隔。
How would the fact that they took a collection hinder the gospel of Christ?
怎么这个收钱会使基督的福音可能被阻隔呢？
And I'll tell you the story.That happened many years ago here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我来跟你们讲个故事，就是很多年前呢，在我们这个教会发生的一个故事。
A friend of mine invited his friend to come to a meeting one Sunday night.
那我的一个朋友呢，邀请他的朋友到星期天的晚上了，过来听讲课。
And then after the meeting, we went up to my friend's house. We had some tea and coffee, and we chatted.
Now.当天晚上的聚会结束了呢，我们就去我这个朋友家里呢坐了一会儿，大家喝了茶。
And the man said to me, the friend of the friend said to me, "It's very unusual." He said, "I was at your church tonight. You didn't have a collection."
那我这个朋友的朋友呢，就当天就问了一个问题，他说：“哎，我发现你们教会没有奉献箱啊，这很特别。”
And I said to him, "Well, what do you think the reason for that would be?"
那我就问他，那你觉得这可能是什么原因呢？
He said, "Well, I don't know."
他说我也不知道。
I said, "Well, didn't we tell you tonight that if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He will take away all your sins?"
我说呢，是不是我们今天谈到了，如果你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主呢，他就会赦免你的，去掉你一切的罪。
He will change your life.
他会改变你的生命。
He will take you to heaven when you die.
那你死的时候，他会带你去天堂。
And it won't cost you any money to get all that.
然后这一切的好处呢，你都不需要为此付钱。
You don't have to pay lots of money. You don't have to do lots of work. All you have to do is come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, you paid it all for me when you died on the cross. Thank you. I want your forgiveness. I want your new life.
所以我们为没有为此付钱，也没有为此去努力工作来得，我们只是来到耶稣面前说，哎呀，谢谢你主啊，你为我的罪呢死在十字架上，做好了这赎罪的代价，我愿意相信你，我愿意接受这救恩。
Okay, that's the message. You can have it, it's all free.
那你可以有，这是完全免费的，你借着信心领受就好了。
But I said to him, wouldn't you find it strange if I said to you, and I want $20 for having told you that?
然后我说，哎，我如果说完这一切以后，我说呢，我告诉你，虽然这东西是免费的，但我告诉你呢，这件事要收20块钱，这是不是有点奇怪呢？
If Jesus is willing to make it free to you, shouldn't I be willing to make it free to you?
如果耶稣愿意免费的给你呢，那我是不是也愿意免费的告诉你呢？
When you go to your friend to tell him about the Lord Jesus, what do you do?
如果你去耶稣呢，你的朋友呢，告诉耶稣基督的时候，你会怎么做？
You say, this is wonderful, this is free, and you don't have to pay me anything for telling you this good news.
那你会说，这是非常好的，对你非常重要，你也不需要因着我告诉你呢，给我什么钱啊。
And so the Apostle Paul says, we don't charge anything for preaching the free message of the gospel in the church at Corinth.
这就是保罗想的，他不想把这免费的福音给出去的时候呢，还收哥林多人一点钱。
All right, let's keep on using his logic. Now, verse 13.
我们继续按十三节往下。
13 and 14.
继续他的逻辑。你们岂不知为圣事劳碌的就吃殿中的物吗？伺候祭坛的就分领坛上的物吗？主也是这样命定，叫传福音的靠着福音养生。
Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has
commanded that those who
preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. Verse 15. But I have not used any of these rights. And you will do such things for me. I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of this boast. That's it. All right. So Paul says, I haven't used this right. I don't want to abuse this right. I will not charge you for the gospel that I preach.
所以保罗说，我没有用这个权柄，那我不想因着我的讲道呢来收你们任何钱。
Did he have the right to be paid by them?
那另外一个面呢，他有没有权，有没有资格来收钱呢？
Yes.
当然。
Did he refuse that right?
他有没有放弃这个资格呢？是的。
All right.Now you'll find in your life that you have the right to do many things, including eat whatever you want. But you might not use that right in order that the gospel will be more enthusiastically responded to by someone else.
那你会发现你的一生人生里很多事情你是有资格做的，包括吃什么东西，但是呢你会放弃这些原来的权利和资格，为的是让这福音能够传出去。
So the Christian then, he finds he can do many things in life that he doesn't do just because he doesn't want to abuse his rights. He's got the right to, but he says, no, I want the gospel to go out more clearly.
所以一个基督徒发现其实他能做的可以做的事情是很多很多的，但很多时候他会放弃这些权利，不滥用这些权利，为的是神的福音呢，传出去的时候不受拦阻。
All right, 16 through 18, please.
16到18节。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，我就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。即使这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？我是，就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
All right, in English, yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel,
I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my right in preaching.
All right. So, another argument here, a strange kind of an argument.
非常奇怪的一个逻辑。
Paul says, if I were to come to you and to preach something voluntarily, you might want to give me something. I might deserve something.
所以如果我呢，很自愿的来到你面前要给你一样东西，你会得着一些东西呢，我也其实配得，也得一些东西。
But he's saying, if I preach and I don't have any option, I've got to preach, why should you pay me?
如果我来，传福音是因为我没有别的选择，我必须要做，那你为什么要付我钱呢？
Okay, when I was working for my boss, he sent me on a job, he paid me.
我去给我老板工作的时候呢，他给我一个工作，然后他付我钱。
If I had good news for a client, the client might say, I will pay you.
如果我有一个好消息给我的客户啊，我的客户也会说，哎，我也可以给你钱。
I would say, no, 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 you can't pay me. My boss has already paid me.
我会说，不不不，你不需要给我钱，因为我的老板已经发了我工资了。
And they might say to me, oh, you're so kind in giving me this good news about this product.
然后他们会说，哦，你也真是好啊，因为你告诉我这个产品的好消息。
And I would say, wouldn't matter if I were kind or not, I'm being paid to give you this news. I'm doing it because I have to do it.
那我就会告诉他们呢，呀，其实不是我好或不好，因为我领工资就是为了做这个的嘛，我本来就是要把消息告诉你们的。
Now Paul was saying the same thing to them.
保罗也是这个意思。
He said, the only reason that I preach is I have to preach.
所以保罗说呢，我要讲道的唯一原因就是因为这是我的工作啊，我总是要讲的。
He said, you know, if I don't preach, I feel really, really bad. Woe is me if I don't preach.
然后他说，我如果不讲啊，我就感觉会非常非常糟糕啊，他用这个实在是有祸了。
So he says, I don't deserve any reward for preaching. I have to preach.
他说我不会因为讲道而应该配得什么回报，因为我本来就应该讲的。
So he says, but I'd kind of like a reward for preaching.
但是我还是喜欢因着讲道会有的回报嘛。
So he said, this is my reward. I am going to preach for free. I'm not going to charge anybody. That will be my reward.
然后他说，这个是我的回报方式，就是我不得钱来传福音呢，不花钱来传福音，那这个就是我的回报了。
All right. Well, maybe we should see if there's any questions on that. See if there's anything else I should add to that to clarify it before we get to the next section.
看看有什么问题吗？我们往下走的之前有什么问题吗？
Here's my question. What does that have to do with eating meat?
那这个是我的问题，这跟吃肉有什么关系？
Has this to do with eating meat? That the Christian chooses what he does and how he does it, in a way that will prosper the objective of the gospel rather than pleasing himself.
这就是基督徒选择做什么或者做的方式，不是来这个原则呢，不是来满足他自己的喜好，而是看神的道有多大程度能够讲出去。
What do you do today when you get out of bed in the morning?
你今天早晨起来的时候，你要做什么呢？
Do you say, I'm going to do whatever I want to do today? I will do what I want to do.
就是我就是想要做我自己想做的事情了。我不管怎么样，我就做我自己的事儿。
Or do you say, I would like to do today what is important? I would like to do what Jesus would like me to do for the good of my family and myself.And the people of God all around me and all the people in the world, I want to do what is best today.
然后我会说呢，我要做对我在耶稣基督的旨意里最好的事。那这些事呢，会是对我身边的人，也对身边的朋友、亲人，甚至世上其他的人好有好处的事。
You could say, I want to eat what I want to eat.
你会说呢？哎，我就想吃我想吃的东西。
You could say, I want to get to money at today, as much money as I can get today.
你说我今天要赚最多我能赚到的钱。
But the Lord Jesus said, No, I've got a far higher calling than that.
耶稣说呢，不不不，我对你有更高的呼召，远比这高。
My job today is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
我今天是要把他差我来的旨意完成他的工作。
And that is then what I want to do today.
这就是我今天要做什么事情的原则了。
So, each of us have what we call an appetite.
我每一个人都会有，我们管这个叫做食欲啊。
And in English, the word appetite starts with our desire to eat certain things. I've got an appetite for turkey.
比方说呢，我有想吃火鸡的食欲，这就是意味着我想有一个念头啊，我里面想有个想法，我要吃火鸡。
But then we take that word appetite and we broaden it in English.To include all kinds of things that I want.
所以英语呢会把这个词的用法呢开始拓展，不单是在讲吃东西了，它会把一切的我想做的事呢都管作叫有食欲有胃口。
And the Christian goes even farther, and he prays and he says, Lord, would you please give me an appetite to do what it is you want me to do?
那基督徒呢可能又把这个拓展。祷告说主啊求你给我一个食欲啊想要去做那些你愿意让我去做的事情给我这样的食欲给我这样的胃口
Any questions on that? Yes, yes, good
我用汉语说吧就是今天早上那个 Howard 说就是说神知道我们每个人所想所做的事情但是呢我想一下这世界上这么多人大概七八十亿人他每个人所做的所想的他都知道那他这是一个特别巨型的计算机这样就让我很难理解我更愿意理解说是不是这个神就在我心里这个神他知道我今天做了什么想了什么我这样理解可以不可以
Okay. So you this morning you mentioned that our God isa big God that knows everybody's heart
Yes.
and what he's thinking and the all the ideas in his heart but given that there's about 7 to 8 billion population in this world
Yes.
Which means this God could be a huge a mega computer
Yes.
But this kind of thinking she said makes herfar away from that God. She would like to think that God is living in her heart,
Yes.
close to her, rather than a mega computer that monetized these idea of every body's heart.
Yeah.
You mean just the one-to-one?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It all depends. Anyway. I was going to say yes. Norma said no. I'm not sure what the question is. I'm gonna try to answer for you. Okay. Our God is big.
我们的神呢是很大的。
And if you don't believe it, you look at the stars.
如果你不相信呢，你就抬头看看星空。
And then you try to count them.
然后你去数一数星星。
And he is the God of a huge big computer.
他的确是一个巨型计算机那样的，你可以这个没错。
But that's not the only thing we know about God.
但这个不是唯独神的一个特点。
You can learn a lot about God when you look through the telescope.
然后你看这个望远镜的时候呢，你可以了解神更多一些。
But you also learn a lot about God when you look through a microscope.
你看显微镜也可以认识神更多一些。
And you get down to the very smallest of the smallest of the smallest particles.
然后你就一直
You say God's in charge of that too?
你一直往下看，看越来越小的微子粒子，然后哎，你说神也掌管这个，这也是他造的。
But then the Lord Jesus gives us the best example.
但是呢，就来了耶稣基督了，他给了我们最好的例子。
The Lord Jesus says that there isn't a sparrow that falls that God didn't allow it to happen.
耶稣说呢，如果没有神的旨意啊，连一个麻雀也不会掉在地上。
It says that God puts clothes on the fire, sorry, clothes on the flowers before he sends them to the fire so that they're beautiful. He cares even about the little flowers.
神呢也特别在乎，他很精细的装饰了一朵小花，路上的野花，即便他第二天要扔到炉子里去烧了，他也依然给他特别美的装饰。The
Lord Jesus said to his disciples one day, I'm not sure there might have been 12, there might even have been as many of them as there are in this world, in this room.
有一次呢，耶稣跟他的门徒，也许是12个人，也许是。 当天人更多一些，他说话。
And after telling them that God loved them, he used these words. He said, Fear not, little flock. You are of more value than many sparrows.
然后他跟他们讲神的爱，讲完之后呢，他就用了这么个比喻。他说，你们这群小子啊，不要害怕，因为你们比许多的麻雀还贵重。
So, He loves the individual. He even tells us that He has numbered the hair on our head.
他爱我们每一个人是个人的关系，而且呢，他也在圣经里告诉我们，连我们的头发他都数过了。Why
that's important to Him, I don't know.
为什么数我的头发对他也很重要，我不知道。But
He loves me that much that He knows how many hairs I've got on my head.
他如此的爱我呢，他也知道我有多少头发。
And then he went to the cross and he died.
然后他上十字架，他死了。
Now he died for 7 billion people. It's true.
他为了地上的70亿人都死了，对的，是这样。
But while he was on the cross, he had a conversation with the man on the next cross.
那当他在十字架上的时候呢，他跟他边上的那个强盗有一番对话。
And they chatted a while, and then the man on the cross beside him said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
那他讲的时候呢，他旁边的那个强盗就说，主啊，求你纪念我，当你得你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And the answer of the Lord Jesus was, today you will be with me in paradise.
那主耶稣的回答就是呢，今晚你就要同我在乐园里了。 So
somehow this God, who's got 7 billion people and 100 billion galaxies with 100 billion stars,
那某种程度呢，这个神他现在地上有70亿人，或者有千千万万更多的星球和星星。
And innumerable electrons and all the other little things that there are there, in the microcosm.
那微观世界呢，它有也是无数的这个电子啊、微子啊这些小小颗粒。
He really does care about you.
但是他特别在乎你和我啊，我们这些人。
One of the problems was when he was alive, he was only in one place at one time.
那当他活着的时候呢，他可能某一个时间在某一只能在一个地方，他是被时空约束的。
So I've often thought it would be wonderful to have lived when the Lord Jesus Christ was alive.
所以我经常想呢，耶稣活着的时候，他活着的确是很好。
But then I've said to myself, Harold, how are you ever going to get close enough to him that he even knows your name?
那我就会想呢 ，Harold， 如果是那样的话，他根本都不知道你的名字、啊，就是他，你怎么能离他更近呢？因为他受时空约束啊。
So when the Lord Jesus went to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit down to this world.
所以当耶稣去了天堂之后呢，他把圣灵拆下来了，神就把圣灵拆下来。
And the Holy Spirit is the part of the Godhead who can be administered to each one of those 7 billion people all at the same time.
那正是因为圣灵是不受时空约束的，所以他能够在同一时间对所有的70亿人的每一个人说话。
So the presence of the Holy Spirit of God is such.That when we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into us and we have God to ourselves forever. Me and God. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes right inside. Jesus comes inside by the power of the Holy Spirit. God comes inside. I've got Jesus for myself. I don't have to share him with others. Others have them.For him, for themselves too. We don't have to share a little bit of Jesus. We've all got.
就是说呢，如果我们相信他，接受耶稣基督成为我的救主之后呢，圣灵就进来了，圣灵就住在我里面，我跟他就有个人最直接的关系，我就不需要再跟什么人去分享他，我有他的全部。那别人也不会需要跟我来分享，因为他也有他的全部。就是神是无所不在。无所不能就是这样的道理。
All right, I apologize for my cough. Any more now? Any other questions?
有没有什么问题吗
？All right, let's start in verse 19.
好，我们来看十九节。
Paul says, "Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone."To win as many as possible. Okay, that's a very important principle.
所以这是个非常重要的原则。我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
Why would he say that?
他为什么这么说呢
？He would say that because he's going to heaven one day.
因为他总要有一天回去天堂的。
What's he going to do when he gets to heaven?
他去天堂他会怎么办呢
？Well, frankly, he's going to have everything imaginable.
他会想象的所有事他都能看见了。
He'll be able to eat whatever he wants to eat.
他想要吃什么都行。
He'll be able to play whatever he wants to play.
他想要玩的也都可以玩。
He's going to be able to enjoy himself for all eternity.
他会在永恒里呢享受神给他预备的。
What's he going to do in the meantime?
那他同时他要做什么
He's going to get ready. That's what he's going to do in the meantime.
就是他要预备好嘛，不是吗
？If we get to go to heaven, that's really, really important.
如果我们准备去天堂，这非常非常的重要。
Okay. So what do you say? If I'm going to go to heaven, I'm going to get started getting ready now.
所以我要去天堂呢，我现在总要现在开始准备。
He says, "If I'm going to go to heaven, I want as many." People that I know and love to come with me.
因为我要去天堂，我就希望我有更多的我知道、我认识、我所爱的人跟我一起去嘛。
And so he says, I'm going to make myself a slave to everyone, so that I can win as many as possible.
这就是他说这句话的意思了。甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。
So he says in verse 20, to the Jews I became like a Jew.
所以二十节他说，像犹太人我就做犹太人。
in order to win the Jews.
为要夺得犹太人。
To those who were under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those who were under the law.
像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。
To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I'm not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law.
像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。
To the weak, I became weak to win the weak.
像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人。
I become all things to all men, so that by all possible means, I might save some.
我要得软弱的人，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
So he said, I'm going to try to be like everybody.
所以他这意思呢，就是我希望像所有的任何人。
So that they will understand me and I can understand them.
以至于呢，他们能理解我，我也能理解他们。
If I'm like them, I probably will be able to encourage them.
如果我像他们呢，我就可以鼓励到他们一些人了。
I was telling somebody yesterday that I used to study in the United States.
那我昨天呢，我告诉一些人，我以前在美国学习。
I went there as a university student.
我去那呢是一个大学学生。
And when I was there, I was a Canadian.
那我去的时候，我是个加拿大人。
All the rest were Americans.
其他人都是美国人。
There were only two other Canadians in our program.
在我们整个计划里呢，项目里只有两个，其他还多两个加拿大人。
It was very interesting.I became a really good friend of both of those Canadians.
很有意思呢，就是我成为那两个加拿大人的很好的朋友。
Just because I was a Canadian.
就是因为我是加拿大人。
I didn't have very much in common with them at all, but I was a Canadian.
我跟他们没有其他任何相似的地方，就是因为我们都是加拿大人。
And in many interesting and humorous ways, we Canadians stuck together. We were friends only because we were Canadians.
所以在各种的方式上呢，我们都是在有共同语言的，所以我们都是加拿大人。
But when I was there, I didn't have a Canadian accent.
在我在那里的时候呢，其实我没有加拿大口音。
I sounded like an American.
因为我说话呢，就跟美国人说话是一样的。
The Americans became my friends.
然后呢，美国人也跟我成朋友了。
They said, "You're not a Canadian. You're an American."
他们说你不是加拿大人，你就是美国人。
Because I sounded like an American.
因为我说话就像美国人说话。
So I was kind of happy because I was friends with the Canadians and friends with the Americans.
所以我很高兴，那我既是加拿大人的朋友，又是美国人的朋友。
Okay, I went out of my way to become like a Canadian when I was with my Canadian friends.
所以当我和加拿大朋友在一起的时候呢，我就是一个加拿大人了。
And I went out of my way to be like an American when I was with my American friends.
我和我美国朋友在一起呢，我就像一个美国人了。
Because when I was like them, they would listen to me more.
因为呢，如果我不和他们一样呢，他们就不会多听我说话。
And I could tell them about the Lord Jesus because they would say, "We trust you. You're one of us."
这样呢，我才可以跟他们讲耶稣基督，因为他们会说，哎，我们相信你，你是我们的一部分，一份子。
So that's a beautiful principle.
所以这是个非常美的原则。
And you say, "Listen, I'm going to try to be like other people, so that they will listen to me when I tell them." I'm just like you. I needed Jesus as my Savior too. You're just like me. You need Jesus as your Savior too.
所以正是因为这样呢，我才可以跟他们说，哎呀，我跟你们也是一样的。所以我正是因为这样，我才需要耶稣基督嘛。你们跟我一样，所以你们也需要耶稣基督。
Do I eat meat offered to idols?
你觉得我吃肉，吃那个祭偶像的肉吗？
Not if it's going to offend people.
只要这个不冒犯什么人哈。
Do I take money from them?
那我是不是要从他们收钱呢？
Not if it's going to confuse them.
只要这件事情不让他们感到困惑。
Do I go to the football game?
我去不去的看球赛呢？
Not if they're going to say, well, Harold goes to the football game, so I'm not going to go to a Bible study, I'm going to the football game.
只要他们不说呢，哎，Harold看球赛，那我也不查经了，我去看球赛。
So we want to do what we can do for God, and we do, what do? We restrain ourselves in order that we can be more influenced for God so that more people will get the good news and trust the Lord Jesus Christ for all the blessings that we've got.
Amen. 所以我们某种程度是约束自己啊，为的是什么呢？为的是能让我们这个话语关于耶稣基督借着他的救恩要救我们，以至于我们得着他的一切的祝福的这样的一个好消息能够无阻碍的传出去。
All right, that's the end of our time today. Thank you for your patience with me.
谢谢大家的。
I apologize for my cough.
我一直在咳嗽，很抱歉。
I got a cold a few weeks ago. This afternoon, it decided to stick right here. So, I'll be better. But this afternoon, it just got stuck in my chest.
我前几周有感冒啊，但是今天下午好像咳嗽又有点回来了。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
We thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是一位好神。
You are a big and a huge God, but you even care about us as individuals.
您是一位大又大又有能力的神，但是呢，您却按照我们的个人来在乎我们。
And Lord, you care about how we live.Even in the very simple things about what we eat and where we go.
您在乎我们如何生活，即便是这样简单的事，我们当如何吃，当如何行。
And Lord, we marvel that you really do care about all the details of our lives.
我们如此的感恩，因为您在乎我们生活的方方面面。
And so Thanksgiving Day, Lord, we give you thanks for so many things, but we thank you.That you loved each one of us individually.
我们有很多的事情需要感恩，但我们特别的为您爱我们一个一个的人献上感恩。
And we thank you that you care about each individually.
你也一个一个的人来在乎我们。
Even enough to guide us as we behave toward one another.
也带领我们能够彼此的能够相爱。
We give thanks now.For your goodness to us, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我也为您的良善献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.